For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is a news update on the murder trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The trial is happening now at the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. This update is part of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Catch up on our previous episodes by searching for the Dallas Morning News in your preferred podcast player and hitting subscribe. You'll also find links at dallasnews.com.
Yeah, the judge has instructed the jury to consider manslaughter if they cannot reach a guilty verdict on murder. It was a fairly lengthy closing statement, each side getting an hour, and it was very emphatic. The jury is now entering their fourth hour of deliberation so far, and we should know pretty soon if they're going to deliberate into the night searching for a verdict today. Now, again, at the center of this all is a pretty clear question. Were Amber Geiger's mistakes, culminating with the decision to shoot Botham Jean in his own apartment, reasonable under the circumstances? Geiger's defense team says yes, asking jurors to concentrate on the facts and not be distracted by emotion, while prosecutors believe she missed obvious signs, making an unreasonable and deadly decision.
This is Jennifer Emily, and I'm covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. It's Monday evening. I've just left the Frank Crowley Courts building in Dallas. Both sides made their closing arguments Monday as a photo of a smiling Botham Jean sat in front of the courtroom, just as it has for the entire trial. Now the case is in the jury's hands. The jury deliberated all afternoon before calling it a day around 5 p.m. They headed to their hotel, where they have been sequestered since the trial began. Let's break it all down. There is no dispute Geiger killed Jean last September at the Southside Flats Apartments. She admitted on the witness stand that she intended to kill Jean because she thought he was a threat to her life. The defense wants jurors to find Geiger not guilty because she believed she was acting in self-defense, even if she was ultimately wrong. To do so, the jury must believe Geiger acted the way a reasonable person would. Judge Tammy Kemp instructed the jury that they could find Geiger guilty or not guilty of murder, or guilty or not guilty of manslaughter. If they can't agree, the judge would declare a mistrial. Prosecutors would then have to decide whether to try her again. During closing arguments Monday, prosecutors Jason Hermes and Jason Fine told jurors that Geiger's behavior the night she shot Jean was unreasonable. They said Geiger went through the door planning to shoot, and that she should have known she wasn't at her own apartment, and that Jean wasn't a threat. One juror smiled when Fine listed the litany of clues Geiger missed that would have let her know she was in the wrong place. Another juror nodded when Hermes reminded the jury that there was no dispute that Geiger had killed Jean. Fine punctuated his closing argument by reading jurors a part of Geiger's testimony from a white piece of paper. The prosecutor then called it garbage, crumpled it up, and tossed it aside.
I never want anybody to ever have to go through or even imagine going through what I felt that night. That was one of the very last things the defendant said when she was on the stand. Are you kidding? That is garbage. Most of what she said was garbage.
In their closing, Geiger's defense attorneys urged the jury not to act on emotion. Robert Rogers and Toby Shook told jurors that prosecutors failed to make their case and had instead brought the jury a case built on speculation about what happened that night and sexting. They were referring to the explicit text that Geiger exchanged with her police partner that night. They also acknowledged that Jean did nothing wrong, but they argued that Geiger hadn't either because she believed she was in her own apartment, they said, and she thought Jean was a threat. Therefore, they argued, she should be found not guilty. One juror gently swiveled in her chair from side to side while Shook spoke to jurors. Shook told them that what happened was tragic, but that the law recognizes people make mistakes.
Who would not have sympathy for Botham Jean? Wonderful human being. Died in these horrible, tragic circumstances. Who would not have sympathy for his family? Or anyone in that position? Everyone does. But that is not part of your consideration as a jury. You can't say, I feel so horrible, I'm going to make something happen. That's hard to do. You have to calmly review the evidence without that emotion and follow your oaths.
Today was the first day Geiger's immediate family was in the courtroom. Her parents and sister sat in the gallery for closing arguments. Like Jean's parents, they seemed to watch closely as attorneys made a last appeal to sway jurors. Geiger's mother looked down at times, like when prosecutor Jason Fine said Jean was dead because Geiger's actions were unreasonable. Jean's parents, Bertram and Allison, bowed their heads when the defense showed, on three large screens, photos of first responders trying to save their son's life. After the jury left the courtroom, Hermes walked over to Alice and Jean, where he embraced her and kissed her cheek. At the elevators moments later, Alice and Jean looked as though she could barely contain her emotion as attorneys and her family comforted her. Geiger's family waited in a room across the hall from the courtroom. They have not spoken publicly since the trial began. The Jeans did not speak out after the jury began deliberations. Instead, their attorneys in a lawsuit against Geiger and the City of Dallas spoke on their behalf. Here is attorney Lee Merritt.
Reclining on his couch when he was killed. Those facts are undisputed. And now this jury will make a determination whether or not his life mattered. We believe in the ability of this jury, of this court, to come to a just conclusion. We, on behalf of the family, appreciate the hard work for over a year of the prosecutor's office, even during the transition. They put on a case rooted in the facts and rooted in justice, and we believe that this jury will come to the only just outcome, which is guilty.
Until next time, I'm Jennifer Emily for the Dallas Morning News. You can find our live updates from the trial at dallasnews.com, where I go into more detail about the case.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Robinson, and I'm a journalist with the Dallas Morning News. I'm also one of the producers of this audio series on the Amber Geiger trial. Right now, I'm spending my days at the courthouse with writer Jennifer Emily, and then we come back to the newsroom to produce these special reports. If you want to help support new projects like this one and all of our journalism, it's simple. Please subscribe to the Dallas Morning News. You'll find a special offer just for our listeners at dallasnews.com/audio.
This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Wynn, with editing by Matt Peterson and Beth Ferking. Our music is by Jason Reimer. Special thanks to Frank Hines with NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.